You know, I've always appreciated the way you do things here. A lot of auction houses these days play things so cloak and dagger that you can barely see what you're bidding on through the fog machines. I appreciate pageantry as much as the next person, but it's worthless if there isn't a solid product behind it. You, on the other hand, have the perfect mix of smoke, mirrors, and magnifying glasses. It's what makes you so much more reputable than your competitors. Honestly, if one of them was advertising something like this, I wouldn't even bother showing up. Oh. Now that is pageantry. You two have such an eye for display. Do you mind if I look for a bit? It's quite the view. Thanks. Opening's in an hour, right? I'll see you then. Say hello to your brother for me. Damn. I knew what to expect, but still, they have you looking absolutely mouth-watering, Cupcake. Oh, you don't mind if I snap a few pictures, do you? My collection could do with a bit of expanding. What am I saying? Of course you don't mind. You're thralled so deep you'd probably show as comatose on a brain scan. You really got yourself in deep shit this time. Didn't you, Hunter? I can't believe it, but I'm actually surprised. Sure. You stumble headfirst through red flags all the time, but you've always been so good at squirming your way out of tight spots. I don't think I've ever actually seen you helpless before. Well, once. I took photos then, too. Any idiot would have known that taking credit for killing the Marquis would paint a target on your back. But you just couldn't let the blame fall on someone else's shoulders, could you? So damn noble. And it's landed you here to be sold off to the highest bidder. Life's a bitch, isn't it? These pictures are gorgeous. It'd probably be rude to look at them when I'm feeding on someone else, huh? In case there's still a flicker of consciousness somewhere in that head that's hoping I'm here to spring you, I'd recommend abandoning that hope. For one thing, I value my relationship with the Primrose siblings. There's a reason they gave me a call when they picked you up. I'm a regular customer. They get all the best goodies here. For another, even if I did think you were more valuable than my reputation here, I couldn't get you out. The black market can get ugly, so unbreakable circles are pretty standard. You're not leaving until you've been sold off, and there isn't a thing anyone can do about it. Not even the Primroses themselves. And there'll be a lot of buzz when they put you on the auction block. Hunters are always popular. There's something so satisfying about turning the tables on you. And bloodlust always gets the crowd riled up. I already saw a few high rollers on the way in, if there's a bidding war over you, and there's going to be, prices are going to get pretty steep. And to be honest, Cupcake, I'm not sure how much I'm willing to spend on you. Sure, we have our history, and that has its own value, but these things can get nasty. You're probably not worth it. Though, if Evans gets his hands on you instead of me, I'm going to lose it. Bastard wouldn't even savor you. This is just a status thing for him. You know, I never thought I'd miss that smart mouth of yours, but I'll be honest. Having a one-sided conversation is getting pretty sad. I enjoy playing with my food as much as the next vampire, but it's no fun if you're not aware enough to squirm under the attention. Can't just leave, though. This might be my last time seeing you. Even if I do manage to snap you up, that's no guarantee of safety. You know that, right? Somewhere in there, every time the price goes up, I have that much more incentive to get my money's worth out of you. I know how to make humans last. I could bleed you for months before I finished you off. You'd probably find that a fate worse than death. Nothing, huh? Not the slightest flicker of fear. Your heart won't skip even a single beat for me. Such a tease, Cupcake. If this really is our last meeting, I'd just like to say, I'm going to miss you. You've been entertaining, even if you've also been a pain in the ass. Not to mention, you are tasty as hell. I wonder if they've got your car. They usually include a hunter's equipment when they auction one off, but that clunker's not fitting in here. And I'm not sure anyone would want it. Could be fun to ask about, though. Bet it smells like you in there. I can just imagine hotboxing myself with your scent before biting you in the back seat. It would be uncomfortable as hell, but it'd be worth it. It really is a curse, liking my meals feisty. Probably get me killed someday. Not by you, of course. Odds are you won't last the night, but by someone. I just hope it won't be anytime soon. I'm still enjoying myself. You weren't going to live all that long anyway. Hunters never do. Consequence of the lifestyle, Cupcake. Going out with a bang. This is probably one of the flashier ways you could make your exit. Aside from a heroic sacrifice involving bombs and a flamethrower, I'm not sure you could do much better. Not that I imagine that's comforting to you. I don't think... No. I know I've never asked what you wanted to do with your life. If you thought you'd survive this. Some hunters actually believe they'll be able to retire someday and have 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. Not a lot, But you've always been stubborn and stupidly optimistic. Maybe you're one of them. Guess I'll never know now. Damn. I just made myself sad. Alright. That's enough wallowing. I'm heading out. I've got my pictures. I've said my goodbyes. And we've both got reasonable expectations going into this thing. The only thing hanging around any longer is going to do is work up my appetite. And trust me, it's already plenty worked up. I'd wish you good luck, Cupcake, but let's be realistic here. There's no good outcome for you. All you can really hope for is a quick death. And I'm not sure you can hope for much of anything with how your brain is right now. Well, maybe I'll do it anyway. For old time's sake. Good luck, Cupcake. To open, press up on the bottom of the thurible and twist the top sharply left. Fill no more than halfway to the lip. Clean thoroughly after each use using only holy water, not soap. Holy shit. Only is in all caps and not soap is underlined 3 times. And do not use for more than 6 hours at once. This is not a suggestion. No, it won't probably be fine if you stretch it a bit longer. 6 hours is the absolute maximum amount of time it will be effective. If you ignore this warning, you will get caught by, and subsequently devoured by, vampires. The thurible is not dishwasher safe. Fuck. Wild really knows you. That bit at the end is even highlighted. The being devoured part, not the dishwasher thing. Though I can imagine that needing to be highlighted, too. You know, I don't think Wild would be too happy to find out you just shoved this haphazardly into your glove box. It was all scrunched up when I found it. Did you even read it? Let's see. What's next? Ah, this one looks interesting. Dear association member, please take notice that the association has received notification that you may be in violation of the following. Oh, this is from a homeowners association. That's much less exciting. I was hoping you were in trouble for something you did on the job. Is this even yours? Or was this evidence from some Nancy Drew shit? I can definitely see you going through some poor vampire's recycling. I take back what I said. This is actually kind of a fun read. Are they seriously upset about a flag with a bumblebee on it? I swear, the HOA is the real life-sucking monster. You have way too many fast food receipts in here. I guess that's appropriate, given that one saying. You are what you eat. You always have been annoyingly difficult to catch. Your handwriting is atrocious, by the way. I can barely even make out what's supposed to be. Oh. Holy shit. Cupcake. Are these notes about me? I didn't know you cared. Oh, wow. These go way back. All the way to our first encounter. Aw, you even have a little sketch in here of me. That's adorable. The sentiment, not the drawing. The drawing's pretty terrible. Sighted at McCuddy's. Oh god, that's right. We met right before it closed down. I miss that place. It had such a good atmosphere. Not to mention the clientele. Gullible and tasty. Perfect combination. Good times. Vampire attempted to lure me out using seduction and enthrallment? Oh, hardly. I didn't need to use any mind tricks on you. Of course, in hindsight, that was because you wanted me alone in a dark alley just as much as I wanted you there. But that's not the point. The point is that plenty of humans find me appealing enough to follow of their own free will. Thanks very much. Speaking of, look at all these missing persons reports. Are these what got you to look into me? I'm not even sure they're all mine. That one definitely was, though. She was a real struggler. Oh, and he made the absolute best sounds when I bit into him. He looked fucking mauled by the time I was done. I just couldn't stop nibbling. Fuck, I'm making myself hungry. Which wouldn't normally be a problem, but someone still hasn't recovered from the thrall yet. Can't really blame you. You've been under for days. Even the most stubborn human in the world would have trouble clawing their way back to full consciousness after that. I'm hoping it won't be much longer, though. I miss your grumpy attitude. And I don't know how much more patience my stomach can handle. Notes about the soiree. That's strange. I don't see my name in here. You left me out. Completely. Ouch, cupcake. I really stuck my neck out for you, metaphorically speaking, and I don't even make the margins. The disrespect. Honestly. Of course, if I hadn't decided to treat myself to an early birthday present, Evans would have scooped you up instead. Can't imagine what he'd do if he saw my name all over the... Oh. You really are too damn noble for your own good. You know that? The fuck do you care if your notes get lifted and some relative of the Marquis takes my head off for it? Isn't that your whole fucking job? Answer me, cupcake. Snap out of the damn thrall and answer me. This is why I hate you. You know? You never act in your own self-interest. It's all defense of the defenseless and fighting back the dark. I can't understand that shit. People are selfish, cupcake. sacrificing yourself for others doesn't get you anywhere but an early grave. Case in point. Look at you now, out of your own head and at the mercy of a hungry vampire. No one came to rescue you. All those lives you saved, the victims you sought justice for, none of that is worth shit. You're going to die alone, anemic, and chained to the headboard of someone you hate. And you'd probably tell me it was all worth it if you could talk right now, huh? I'm going out. Not that you care. I need a drink and someone conscious enough to be upset about it. Feel free to keep lying here senselessly till I get back. I will be so pissed if I miss you waking up. Your reaction's gonna be priceless. Well, technically it does have a price. Actually, one I don't think I'll be sharing with you. Wouldn't want to give you an inflated ego. All right. Well, don't wait up.